Dude, my nose looks like Phineas.
God damn, your side profile is.
My side profile is like Jewish.
Bro,
style.
Check the fucking beard.
Goddamn. I just show you.
It's pretty good. Alright,
what was I gonna say? Like, so let's talk about Nick's.
I don't want that close at mine.
We should have like different camera angles.
Yeah, different cameras.
That's a lot of space that I don't have.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
And all right, so we're started.
So you want to talk about Nick's savings? Cause
we never talked about Nick's savings.
Well, hold on. I need to
bless you.
What do you want to talk
bless
about
you,
my savings?
Sorry.
Oh, we're not supposed to acknowledge sneezing. I forgot.
It's good. I just gotta
no,
keep it in.
No, you say you're allowed to say bless you.
Well, I mean, like if it's like little and like in the background, like if you're gonna sneeze, don't sneeze into the mic, please. Like if it's like super small, you don't have to acknowledge it. Don't acknowledge it. But if it's astronomical, you can acknowledge it.
Oh, I think
I'm
mine are astronomical.
Astronomical.
Okay.
Okay.
What about my
savings?
Nick's savings,
right? Okay, so Nick's saving for a car, right? So he has a job, gets paid biweekly, weekly.
Huh? I get biweekly. Did you get paid weekly?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so he gets paid every 2 weeks, right? But every time I ask him, like, hey, Nick, how's your saving going? He's like, oh, you know, I only have, like, $300 or, like, 2 months later, I'm like, oh,
no,
I only
not,
have, like,
not,
$500.
Not 300. I have 500.
Okay.
I've
asked him multiple times, and it always changes, but it never goes over, like, 600.
Okay, well, this is the thing. Okay, so.
So, okay, wait. So yesterday, then I'm like, all right, bro, where the fuck is all your money going? And he's like, well, you see, I haven't taken it out to save it. And I was like, well, just fucking transfer. Like, whose man doesn't have a savings and a checkings?
I don't have a savings.
Okay, well, okay, but you know what I mean. Like, you can just like, if you have a savings and a checking, you can just transfer money over.
Yeah.
He's like, well, see, I don't have an online savings. I was like, where the fuck is your savings? Like in a safe? He's like, no, I have a box under my bed. I have $1,400 in my account, but I only have $500 saved.
Like, yeah, okay, so this
that
is
doesn't
thing.
Make fucking sense. It should be the other way around. Like, you're spending money, you should probably it would be better to have on hand, and your savings be online.
Don't bang the table.
Oh, sorry.
This is the thing. So I've been saving for a while, right? I'm getting paid more at work now, so.
Cool.
How much?
Yeah, how much more?
Like $200 more than I usually get.
Then what would you usually get?
Huh? I would get around 300.
Every
2 weeks? Yeah. And I get like 500. I get like 500.
God damn, that's not bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so I had 500 before the quarantine. I only started saving for like 5 months, and I didn't get paid a lot. So I just started saving like what was left over, like $50, $25, maybe $100 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got all the way up to $595. Yeah. And then we started again. My first paycheck, I only got $100.
Oof.
So I didn't save. And then my second, I got enough money. I got like $600. I didn't take anything out though, because I just forgot, and
so
then
you just deposited?
I forgot to the point to where my sister came. Right, she came by from Wisconsin, and she
Wisconsin?
Was like, yeah, she lives in Wisconsin, and she was like,
wait, the cute one,
yeah.
This one.
she came by, and I was telling her like I need to go to the bank and take out my money so I can save it, and she was like, what do you mean take it out? And I was like, oh well, I have a box under my bed.
I don't think she was telling people.
Yeah, but
well, it's gonna change.
Yeah,
but
still, that doesn't. Why would you have a box and but you have a whole like bank account? Like you can just open a check, a savings.
It's not like you're dealing drugs.
You know,
that's what drug dealers do. They
you know,
a box under their bed,
well,
full of money.
I didn't think of that. Okay, and then so yeah, I had a box under my bed, $500 in it, and she said, "No, don't do that."
Exactly.
She
said
to
deposit the $500.
She said to open an online savings account, and I was like, ooh.
You're like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't really think about it or anything. And then she said, like, you get interest.
Yeah.
It gives you more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I think, like, my old one used to give me, like, a few bucks every month.
Yeah, so with that $600, I just didn't deposit it yet because I was like, I'm going to start this bank account. But she told me the name, but I forgot.
Oh, what bank do you have?
I have Chase, but she told me to use a different bank because it's got a lot higher interest rates.
I mean, yeah.
But I forgot the name of the bank.
Well, then just
and then I just procrastinated so much to where I got $1,400 in my bank account.
Right now. I'm like low-key sure you can do it from your phone, like right now.
Like, yeah, I bet it can, but I don't want to do it through Chase. I want it through because Chase is a brick and mortar and they have lower interest rates.
But if you still haven't found it, why?
Well, because I could just ask my sister right now.
Have you thought about opening an investment profile account with like acorns or something like that.
Like, you mean like stocks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into that.
It does it for you. Look, I've been doing it. I don't even put money. All it does is adds up. Like, let's say I buy like a Snickers for like $2.25. It'll add up the 75 cents into it.
Oh, you do that too, right, babe?
What?
Where, like, you use your card and then, like, certain locations gives you, like, money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does the same thing.
Oh, the rewards?
I'm at 340 right now. And, like, I don't put money in it.
Oh, and it's just building?
It's just doing from, like... Like, what I bought from Subway is gonna, like... The 75 cents.
That's actually really smart. So, I'm not doing the same. I'm online gambling because I'm bored.
No, that's when you're doing reboot.
Oh, hell no.
Because I lost, like...
Have you heard of that Crash game?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I posted on my story the other day.
Oh, I didn't see. But, okay, so I got bored during morning, so I downloaded this game. It's called 21 Blitz. Right, so...
I've heard of it.
You all know the game 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, instead of that, you have, like, 3 minutes on the clock, and you have four, like, stacks. And they give you a deck of cards, like, on your phone. And you have to make as many, like, sets of 21, but you can only bust 3 times, and you have to finish the 3 minutes. I was up to, like, $30, and then I went on a fucking losing streak. I'm at $9 now.
I felt that.
I was so mad. Like, I was, like I had, like, a, like...
This is a carabiner, by the way.
Sorry. Fuck a carabiner. I was so mad. I went on a huge losing streak, just fucking...
Dude, it hurts, right? It hurts. Bang. Dude, I did crash, and I lost $40, like, in 2 hours.
How far up did you go?
Dude, no, I was going, like I started at $15, and then I went up to $40.
Like, oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, my heart's racing. I'm like, oh, I'm making money. And I know where I lose all of it. Oh, like, really? Like that.
No, so, like, I've learned this. So, whenever I play the game, like, I think I'm pretty smart. Like, I can remember, like, how to add up 21 and, like, predict what cards are going to come. So I was winning. I was like winning. But I noticed after I won like 3-4 games, it started pushing out like the shitty cards. And so it forced me to like to just bust.
Oh, so it's rigged.
Just, yeah, I mean, it has to be.
Like, well, like all like you go to any poker, any like casino, the house is always going to win.
It's not rigged, but you're not guaranteed to win.
I mean, that's online, right?
Yeah.
So it could be very well rigged.
Exactly. But so like I'd win like 4, like maybe 5 games, and then I'd start losing. So what I started doing right is I'd play like 2-3 games, like win 2, lose 1, and then I'd take a break for a few hours, and I'd come back, and that's how I got to like up to $30, and I kept going, and then fucking losing streak. I kept the same like strategy, lose. I'm like fuck.
I want to go to Vegas.
Oh,
nah, bro.
But you can't gamble until you're 21 in the United States.
You're gonna lose all your money.
We're going to Vegas on the 20th.
Are you gonna gamble?
Fuck no. I don't got money. I'm broke. Even if I did have money, I can't.
Yeah. No, but I think if we go to an Indian reservation, I could probably be 18.
Well, why would you want to gamble?
There's a kickapoo. Huh?
Yeah, that's the one.
Why would I want to gamble?
I feel like you'd be like the type that would be like,
I,
$500 all in.
I might have a little bit of a gambling problem. But
okay, so gambling's fun if you don't like
if you haven't
lose
like
money,
money. If you have money to lose.
Like, okay, so like, so... I think like the smartest thing is like you go in with a certain amount that you can only spend. Like if you fucking lose, like you
yeah, I know like, that. Stop getting. I'm not stupid.
You're gonna be like, I got 2 kidneys.
You're like, my fucking car.
My keys, house bro. Payments.
Bro, I can't believe people actually do.
Here's
that.
My keys. It's only worth $500.
No, those are the oil riggers because they could lose. Like some guy comes in with like a Ferrari maybe. He's like he could lose that. He could just buy another one.
Well, you don't have a Ferrari.
Yeah, I'm saying if like if I'm
very,
if someone key, like came in and put their Ferrari keys in, I'm gonna play.
But what are you putting into the what are you putting in?
How are you gonna match up a Ferrari?
What's your contribution to the pot that they might win?
You know, if I got so lucky and I made so much money.
Okay, say you went into a casino with $5, $5, right?
That's not enough.
Okay,
sure. The minimum is like 50.
It's a scenario. Say you went in with like $5, you kept playing, and you kept winning, you're like, oh shit, like this is fun, and you got up to like, $50,000. Like, you're up $50,000. And then they're like, all or nothing, like, and then you're playing with someone, and they go all fucking in. Are you going all in?
I'm going all in.
And
if I have good cards,
would you be mad if you lose?
If I have good cards, I'm not gonna go in.
Would
with
you be
like
upset if you lose? You only like technically you're only losing $5.
Would you yeah, that's true. If you lose you're 50, only losing 000? $5.
Would you risk losing 50,000?
It's what
if
you
you're
leave.
Only put in five.
No. I mean, but this thing, I'm not gonna like if I win big, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm not gonna stay.
You're gonna lose everything. You're that type of person. I feel like you'd be like, yeah, bro, I'm going to win.
Well, I want to try.
I'm a quarter black. My grandmother on my father's side is black. Half black.
Dad's a fucking Indio.
Indio? Mm-hmm. What's Indio?
It's like dark Hispanic person.
So you see
you've never heard
Hispanic?
That. Yeah.
Oh, like a Mexican?
Yeah, like a Hispanic person that's just not like darker than like other people.
Well, he's probably like...
I call them people.
He probably just tans easy, right?
No, he's...
Naturally,
no, he's pretty dark.
He's like brown.
Naturally dark.
He's pretty dark.
Like where the fuck did his brown come in? Like when I was born. Like this is my natural color. Like I'm whitish.
No, he's already like this.
Oh, he's darker than this.
Bro, you wanna see my natural color?
You don't even have hair.
I'm like kinda hairy, but not hairy.
Nah, you're not really hairy.
Like I have
your arm hairs look so soft for no reason.
Like I'm feminine.
Yeah, but you got them, it's you got okay. Them double D's coming in.
Hey man, you mean like them pecs? I've been hitting, yes, I've been hitting bench a lot lately.
How much you repping?
I start with like 3 sets of 15 with the 25s.
Okay.
And then I up it by 10.
Do you have a max?
3 sets of 10. No.
Maxing out's fun. Like
I haven't thought about maxing out because I feel like I'd hurt myself.
You know. So, like, when you're maxing out, you know how you go what you think you will, though? And then you're like, oh, I can do more?
Mm-hmm.
It's not your best because you already worked out. You already did the most. So your potential already.
Well, that's why when you hit your max, that's the first thing. And then you do your workout. You do your max, and then you continue with your workout.
No. I'm saying, okay, so when you do your max, and you're like, I can do more. So then you try another max.
Oh, so you already
max.
Exerted yourself mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah, so, like, it's not
yeah,
your full
potential.
Yeah,
that's why when a lot of people max out, or in football at least, we would warm up, and then we would start straight off with what our max was before to not, like, build up to it. So you start with your max, and you, like, hit it. Or, like, instead of hitting, like, 2 reps, you're like, oh, yeah, like, this easy. Just hit one and done. Just keep building. Just not exert yourself.
That's not what they did with me. Or, well, with us. They were like, they're like, all right, we're doing maxes today. So then everybody would go at, like, you know how many racks were there at the weight room?
Time about.
Yeah.
Couple.
Oh, we should probably six, shouldn't talk six. About NIC oh, so much because well. This little boy. We don't want, like, I'm, like, talking shit about NIC because you're still there.
Fucking
NIC. It's okay.
But, no, but, like, what? How many racks do they have there?
Like, six.
Not six.
Like, they do six not, squat racks?
They don't have six. They have, like...
Well, six if you put the bench
eight.
Down.
Eight. They have, like, 16.
Yeah, mine had...
We have like 16 in that weight room, but like we would all go 16 at a time and start maxing out, and they'll just like start adding more and more until you can't. Like, it wasn't like, okay, yeah, I'm stopping there. It was like, oh, you're stopping there.
Oh yeah.
Put a five on there.
Yeah, fuck no. And, like, and keep you going. Go until you fucking fail.
Until you fail, exactly. And then
that's the best way to max.
Well, you just never mind. But yeah, that's how they did to us.
That's where we met.
But no, like what I'm saying is like if you did that and you came in. Just a little bit warmed up, you could do more than what your max was.
Or if you take some pre-workout.
Oh, pre-workout just makes me a fucking beast.
It's just like...
Nah, there's... my mom's boyfriend has this pre-workout. Like, 350 milligrams caffeine, like...
Is it C4?
Huh?
I take C4.
I've had that one. It's not this one. But, so, like, you down it, like, 10 minutes. Like, your hand is tingling. Like, you feel it all up your back, like... I one time I took a shit, right, and I chugged it right before. I was like, I'm fine, I'm chilling. I'll have like 20 minutes before it hits. Hell no, I sat down the toilet, fucking, like, I couldn't wipe my ass. I was like, I had like Parkinson's fucking trying to wipe my ass.
Parkinson's? Is
what's
it
called?
That's not...
What's the one where you shake?
Yeah, no.
Is it Parkinson's?
Yeah, I think that's
yeah,
Parkinson's.
I was thinking, babe, is it Parkinson's?
Paralyzed.
Goodness.
The one.
I think it's Parkinson's.
What's the one with like the problem with the hips? Makes you walk weird.
Oh, hip surgery.
What?
Broken hip.
Yeah, that's that's a.
Here we have
that's
it.
That's
old lady syndrome.
It's
no, what is it called? I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
It's like epiglottic.
Anyways. We're not getting nowhere with this pedulical.
I don't think you know, you gotta pronounce the word so long.
What? You got it so close. I can't remember. It's like a whole... It's the Olympics.
Pendant.
Not the... It's
look,
like
man,
the,
you don't know the word. Huh? You don't know the word.
What, I don't know. What about the Olympics? Yeah.
What about the Olympics?
It's like... The pedulistics. No, no. That was so close. I had it in my head. It was right in my head. It didn't come out right. I'm gonna look it up.
Hey, would you join a cult?
Cult?
Like, let's say,
give me a second.
Let's say, okay, you're like, you're at your job, and you're really nice as one person, and they're like, hey, you know, young man, have you heard of, I don't know, like, Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones.
And yeah. They're like, he's like, well,
paraplegic.
Paraplegic. Yeah. Here we have it.
Mm-hmm. And
sorry.
Put you in place. No, but there was this comedian. He was a paraplegic, and he was on the U.S. paraplegic soccer team. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how when they get out the airport off the plane, they look like the zombie apocalypse came off from the thing.
It's kind of fucked up.
He said it, not me.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Okay. So, all right, well.
How's y'all's day going?
We left the hole. My day, I was editing the last episode. Oh, I'm gonna release the first three episodes together.
Wait, what? How does that work?
First three episodes we shoot, we're gonna release them together. So that way,
how long are you gonna like try to get each one? Like, what's like the time frame that you want it?
Well, we just talk until 1 hour and 15.
So, but I know, but then, like, how long do you want to edit it down? Like, what's your goal?
I'm not gonna like take everything out, or I'm not gonna keep it a time constraint.
But I'm saying, like, what time frame do you want like your episodes to be around? Like,
hour 15 and more than an hour, around an hour.
Hour.
Is that really? I don't know. I don't like the 30-minute episodes.
An hour is fairly. An hour 15 sounds nice. You know, it's not like. It's like a sandwich with
So how would y'all feel about me getting my motorcycle? How do y'all feel about motorcycles?
You got a motorcycle?
No. Oh. How do y'all feel about motorcycles in general?
I think it's dangerous.
Dangerous? Where?
Kai said, if y'all get hungry, you should order some delivery Chick-fil-A.
For free?
Unfortunately, no.
Tell her, sorry, babe. No, we're broke.
I might order it for myself.
No. Can you give me some?
Huh?
No, so are you saying Chick-fil-A employees can't get free food?
They get a discount. No. Okay, so this is how it works. Off? I don't want to get her in trouble or anything.
You're not even getting in trouble.
What they do is they're like, when the customers are happy above a certain percent, like 98%, they get a free meal.
What the?
How do you know if they're happy?
I don't fucking know. There's a way to figure it out. I don't know though.
So they're like, are you happy today, sir?
Yeah. What percent would you say? 99.
And 1 out of 10, how do you feel, sir? 2. Can I have my lemonade, please?
Like, you haven't given my food.
He's like, fuck off.
He's like, you haven't even taken my order. They're like, how happy are you? He's like, I want to order. Okay, so like, how do y'all feel about motorcycles? What do you think about motorcycles?
I like motorcycles. I want a motorcycle. Okay. I want some motorcycles.
Okay, how many miles per gallon do you get?
Miles per gallon?
Mm-hmm. I assume it's worse, right? Is it better?
Just answer.
I don't really know.
Like by gallon, do you mean like my tank full? Like,
so how many miles do you get out of a gallon?
Out of a gallon.
So
I don't know, man.
Your miles per gallon on your car.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
Damn it. How long do you
I know when it's full, I can have like 420 miles.
420. Yeah. So how often do you put gas?
So
maybe once a week.
Once a week?
That's a lot.
Okay, yeah, it is a lot. How often do you put
gas? I go usually once biweekly. Twice a month.
Twice a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do like every week, like half. So average car makes like 20 miles per gallon, like give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle makes 70 miles per gallon.
I knew it was gonna be worse.
That's really better, right? But the only thing is, you have like a 3-4 gallon tank. But imagine putting gas like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, but only paying $7 at most, instead of 20 or whatever the fuck y'all spend.
But you're endangering your life. You really trust people to drive in San Antonio?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. Well, no, I would maybe drive it to work.
Especially in
for daily commuting, like say you go to school, like bike, like you just go to work and home, go to school and home, like bike real quick in there, like you barely spend any money on gas.
Yeah, I mean, like I want a bike, I want a motorcycle, but I want to build it myself.
Like you want to build your own motorcycle. Mm-hmm.
Bro, you don't even know how to like change your suspension.
Yeah. I know how to change my oil.
How do you change your oil? Explain to me step by step.
I don't like you, bro. Okay, so what you do, you go under your car, uh-huh. You take out the oil hole thing.
The what?
The oil cap thing. Take it out.
The plug?
Yeah. What?
The drain plug?
Yeah. Shit, fuck off. You take it off, and then the oil comes out, and you wait for it to empty.
Yep.
Then you close it again, and put the oil back. Boom.
What about your oil filter?
I didn't fucking know that was a thing.
You know, you don't switch your.
You've never changed your oil?
I know.
Filter?
I mean, I grew up with the girls.
Wait, so who? How? When do you change your oil?
When I just take it to the.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you at least get it changed. Oh,
okay, well, this is the thing. You can't change my oil. Like, without a mechanic doing it.
Why? My dad?
Put it on speaker.
No.
Please?
Hello. And like I said, Nick.
Oh, no fuiste nunca.
Sí, lo tengo en mi carro. ¿Lo necesitas?
I haven't heard you speak Spanish in a minute, Nick.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know Spanish?
Salir y te lo llevo.
Actually,
yeah, okay.
Fluent?
I'm going to do an episode with my mom and my sisters in Spanish.
Give it to me and play in the middle of the game.
Oh, wait, what are you doing?
I have to go give him.
Cool. Now we wait.
The door do be unlocked.
Anyway. You know, I can see Nico with a motorcycle, but I can't see you with a motorcycle. Maybe like a...
That kind of hurts.
Maybe like a four-wheeler. I can see you with a four-wheeler.
I actually know how to drive an ATV.
An ATV, yeah. But
I have a certification for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's not hard. You just got to know how to brake, go, and lean into like the...
Corner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but like I don't see you with a leather jacket and like a helmet.
Oh, I wouldn't wear a leather jacket. What the fuck? I'm just gonna.
You're supposed to wear like a protective.
People don't. I'm not gonna.
Oh,
I'm just gonna wear.
Kind of like the law.
See what the fuck? I'm probably not gonna wear a helmet.
Oh, so you want to die? Yes. That's what you're saying.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I've always wanted a motorcycle too, but like, it's kind of fucking dangerous. Like, knowing me, how I drive, sometimes, like, motorcycles, I get, like, iffy.
Bro, I almost ran into a cop.
Oh, my God.
On, Friday.
That's mad. This
is the thing. Okay, so I was on the highway.
Yeah.
The cop was on the access road. I'm going 60. He should be going 45. So, in my head, I was like, okay, I could get off the highway and go all the way to the right lane with no problem. Right? Because the cop's not going to be there. And... I go and I'm about to turn. I check my blind spot. He's right there.
Oh wow.
He didn't stop me or anything. He flashed his light so I could pass.
Damn, this man.
It's probably because he was speeding.
When you're the law, there is no law.
Lizzie Goblin's back. So you know what I mean, right? Like how it's like giving you all bad cards.
Yeah, like it's literally so hard.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
I'm not even getting like.
Like, it's been giving me such bad advice for reason.
Have y'all seen... What's the name of it?
Oh.
It's about this kid, WizKid. Not WizKid.
Wiz Khalifa?
Is he WizKid? He's just really good at math. And he's in college, and he there's this club that goes to Vegas every weekend, and they use an algorithm to win money. It's illegal. It's counting cards.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, counting cards. It's illegal. Just actually knowing,
huh?
Knowing how to play, like, to where you get money, that's illegal. You're not supposed to. They don't want you to win.
Like you can buy books that give you tips on how to like.
Mm-hmm. There's some.
Like there's strategy to gambling. Just you can't count. Like you know.
Can't be like. okay, go. Like a little mic.
Oh, no, that's not how they did it. I just sat at the table for like an hour and just started counting the cards from there. And then this guy came and he was like, hey, sit right here. And then he would sit there and win money.
It was that easy. He's like, hey, let me just sit here.
Well, I mean, it's a lot more complicated. I just don't want to go through it now.
Yeah. Money is an interesting thing. You know, we're all, like how much money you got saved up?
Okay, well, let's see.
How much total money do you have?
I'm
going
to get about 1500. I'm about to put 1500 in there plus like 350.
Damn.
So, you have a,
so 1800.
It's not bad.
Damn, you got more than me, man.
How much you got?
I got saved up. Including my investing account or without my investing account? Cuz I can pull that money whenever.
Right. Okay. Right.
How
now
much is in your investment?
Yeah. How much?
How much is in your investment?
Yeah,
340.
Okay. He just told us that.
Only 340.
Okay. So
I see. But
how much
Forex getting 8,000? Look what's going on here.
How much like expendable money do you have like right now? Like say you needed like money like on the spot right now. Like how much do you have in your account?
1,000.
1,000.
Yeah.
So yeah. So my life consists of getting paid and then paying it towards my car, food, and then.
Yeah, well, I pay my car.
Oh, no, I'm not saying paying my car, like, fixing my fucking car.
Oh.
Like, my car is a bitch.
No, I mean, my car needs to be fixed, but I'm not going to fix it. I mean,
yours is more exterior problems, right? Or is it a lot of...
Interior, too.
The AC is broken.
But, like, mechanically, is it okay?
Does it get you point A to point B?
The steering power fluid. I don't know about that. Like, it's like...
Bruh.
Is it leaking?
Okay, when it's shit, right? It's always hard to turn.
Probably need power. Does it?
No,
does
no. Okay, when the power steering fluid is out, it's hard to turn all the time, right?
Yep.
That's not how it's going. Sometimes, well, I'd be driving, then all of a sudden it just hardens.
You probably just have low fluid.
Yeah.
That happens to me where it more like creaks really bad, grinding, like it sounds disgusting.
Like I think I got a leak in the AC unit.
That's not because
like it pushes air, but like every time I refill it, it just.
It's been I mean that's not like detrimental to your like car, but it's just
put down the windows.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
It's fun. So funny. And yeah, 103 degree so weather.
And then I'm using my mom's car. AC broke. Doesn't even push air.
Wait, so why does your mom's car always need to go to the mechanic? Like her car is.
It's a Volkswagen. That's why.
Volkswagen.
Hey, whose Volvo is that in the front?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you.
I don't know. I think it's the person in front. Like every time he parks there, I usually get. Like paper, and I wrote, "You took my spot," and I put it in his.
He doesn't do anything.
Shield thing because
and he doesn't care.
Huh?
He doesn't care.
I found it every time. I find it in my lawn.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Damn, he probably just grabs it.
Fuck you!
He fucking throws it.
Bro, yeah. We should slash his tires.
Oh, he's right there.
Bro, my aunt does that shit. Whenever she lives in Peru. Whenever someone parks in front of her spot and she needs to get in and she can't, fucking goes and slashes her tire. And she's like, she leaves like same note. You parked in my spot. Smiley face. Slash tires. And she lives in the apartment right above, so she, like, goes and, like, looks and sees him, like, flipping out. That shit's funny. Yeah, my aunt's crazy. One time she pulled a knife out.
I want to get some bread.
On you?
Throw it on the car.
What?
Some bread, throw it on the car, get some poop all over it.
What?
You want to put
bird poop all over the car.
Oh.
Just getting bread, throwing it on the car.
Why don't you just take a shit in a bag and it's just...
That's kind of feces.
What do y'all talk... Why is this... Why do you want this?
I'm just giving him new ideas.
Oh, for the car. I thought you meant your car.
Oh, no.
I'm like, why do you want
no, you know, okay, so when I get car? When I get my new car, mm-hmm. I kind of want to drive the Mazda down the ditch and just ruin it.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell it?
I probably won't sell for much, right?
Sell it for like $20.
This man's. You'll probably get
I gonna do for
you'll
me?
Probably get a cool 500.
I can get a trade-in for it, though.
No, do not trade. Like, don't trade it in. You get shit, like. Shit for what you could have.
What else am I gonna do with it?
Sell it like a private owner. You get more money out of it. I say your car could go for 1,000. Still runs.
No.
Yeah, I say 1,000. It runs.
I mean.
It turns on like it doesn't leave you stranded. Like it obviously works. It just
it doesn't
work.
Leave me stranded. That's a good point.
See.
Haven't you been stranded before?
Oh, there's something loose in the engine block.
Oh, does it? Does it tick?
It rattles.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. That car definitely got beat the fuck up.
Oh, the
beater.
The window in the back doesn't even open.
It's okay. My passenger window doesn't roll down. Or it does, but it's fucked. Oh, it's because I disconnected the connector.
Oh, it does. Disconnect the connector?
I disconnected the wire to
lower out of the window. I'm serious, suspension is horrible.
Oof. Yeah, my suspension's pretty shot, too.
Because I've gone over some curbs. No. Bumps.
Yeah, I can see you're like, on the curb.
You're a bad driver.
You're
not a bad driver.
You're a very unique driver.
Aggressive car,
driver.
I don't know, because, like, with a big car, I'm like, yeah, I could take this. I could take this hole. But and
yeah.
Then...
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to slamming?
Well, I mean...
That was a loud slam.
Losing. Like, every single...
Are you playing with money?
No.
If you run out of money, you're pitching in five.
No, I'm not pitching in
five. Yes.
So, you want to keep talking about cars, or...
I can talk about cars all day.
Oh, I was going to say, if we ever get money from this, I'm splitting it four ways.
Who's the fourth person?
The podcast, so we could, like, get better equipment for it.
Oh. Okay. Like, who the fuck?
You still have that game?
Bro, I re-downloaded it. It's so much fun.
What is it? Hill?
Hill Climb?
Hill Climb, yeah.
It's amazing. You can just keep playing over.
We're talking about, oh yeah, so we're gonna split it four ways.
Okay.
I
don't think we're gonna be like, it's probably like no, it's 60 cents. A dollar?
Not even. They don't, like, on YouTube, they don't let you take out money until you got 100.
Until you get 100 what?
Money. Dollars.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. So what's the, okay. Okay.
So and then, like, we could, like, with the money from the podcast, we could get better mics. Set up.
How much?
Maybe. Oh my god, I forgot. I could I could ask my band director, my old band director, if he could loan me some soundproof panels.
Oh.
Do you think he would?
Well, there's been some that, like, they don't like the thing that lets it, like, stay on the walls. It broke, so I could probably take that off his hands and just wait around.
While you're at it, you should go ask if you could take a goat home. Every time I go, I just want to just take one.
You want to take a goat?
Yeah, you don't.
From where?
Like you're trying to milk it?
No,
or eat it?
I want one.
He doesn't work an egg. He's a band director.
But I want, like, I just want goat.
Why don't you buy one? I think they're pretty cheap.
Why the fuck would I?
They're like $500.
Yeah.
They're $500. And then you're supposed to grow them, you know, get them bulky, and then you can sell them for like $1,000.
So they can be on
$3,000.
HEB market? I don't understand. I want a goat. I want a pet
goat. Oh, you want a pet goat. I want a pet goat. I want the screaming goat.
Oh, have you seen those goats that, like, pass the fuck out when you scare them? Yeah, you're like, whoa! And it's like... Shit's funny. No, like, I want a goat and a dog. Like, a big dog as pets.
No, your little bulldogs.
Fuck those bulldogs. God, like, damn it. They're,
like,
fucking hilarious.
Like a big dog, like my dogs? Like Magnolia?
Yeah, like medium-large dog.
Labrador,
yeah, like
Pitbull.
Good size.
They're finally making O'Connor magnet school.
A what?
Magnet
what's
school.
What's gonna be the?
What's a magnet, like, school?
Mag culture.
Oh,
what's
fun.
Wait, what's a magnet school?
It's like a specified school.
Oh,
school for pussies.
For agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, like, John Jay's engineering.
I think Marshall's gonna become a magnet school. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Marshall's is law. Warren is construction.
Holmes is business.
Holmes is business. No, Brendan's business.
What the fuck is Holmes in? Holmes has a business magnet thing.
Maybe. I don't know. And then there's health careers, but that's its own school. But yeah, they're finally going to make O'Connor a magnet school.
Cool.
I feel like that doesn't even, like, what does it actually do, though? Like, what difference does it make?
More money to the government.
No, it
Okay,
because,
like,
before, you would have to drive yourself to O'Connor, but now that's magnet school, you'll get a bus that comes to you.
Okay.
Don't you already have a bus?
Yeah, but, like, if
it's like,
there's
say,
people that
you can
are
attend
going
the
to
school
Marshall,
and you can attend the magnet school.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you could, like, if you're in zone for Marshall, there's not going to be an O'Connor bus to come and get you. But if O'Connor is a magnet school, there will be a bus to come and get you.
How did you break it?
I don't know, man.
You broke it?
How'd you break it? I've never met anyone that broke one of those things.
What did you do?
I'm call me the breaker. Give it a little.
Oh. I don't think I'm gonna call you that.
What's our podcast names?
What?
What are we? Are we going off by our real names or?
We already have.
Yippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you're asking the name of the podcast. I was like, yeah, don't you already know?
Is that iFunny you have on your phone?
Yeah, I do. Is that a problem?
Just a question.
Oh, should we drink coffee, man? That Subway? You ever eat a footlong?
Yes, like... I always eat footlongs.
Bro, I'd be getting footlongs with extra meat. Like, meatball marinara with, like, big ass
slices. I don't like meatball marinara.
Alright, bro, my favorite, steak and cheese with, like, some pepperoni or some shit.
You know how to get a steak and egg... Steak and cheese, but cheaper, like $2 cheaper.
How?
You heard the steak, egg, and cheese from the breakfast menu.
Just no egg.
And you'd be like...
I knew you'd find ways like that. Loopholes.
Like, I don't really want... Yeah. I'm allergic to eggs.
Can I order a steak, egg, and cheese from the breakfast menu? No eggs, please.
Yeah. Okay, where is the worst place, like, for customer service, like fast food restaurant? Like, where's the
Jack
place?
In the Box. Like, we already talked about this.
Like, where the workers are just, like, miserable. Like, you can tell they just hate their fucking
lives. Like miserable with themselves or, like, to the customers?
Both. Like, you can just tell they're, in, like, okay, always in a badass mood.
It's Jack in the Box.
You think Jack? I think tell it's you Wendy's what. Or Sonic, to
Wendy's.
Be honest.
Sonic?
Bro. Not really. Well, I've gotten some nice people at Taco Bell.
Yeah. But, like, no, it's always Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. I had an experience last night with Jack in the Box.
Actually, on the podcast.
On the podcast.
But, like, I knew this girl in high school, right?
Ooh, that knew
worked,
a girl.
That worked at Jack in the Box.
Called Kaya.
Only to tell the customers off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's all she did there. That's the only reason why she went.
That's weird. Seems kind of fucked.
Dude, they're like, we can't give you a large fry without, because we don't have a box for it. I'm like, just put it in the bag. And they're like, we can't do that. It's not protocol. And they're like making such a big deal over fries.
Damn.
Like, huge deal over fries.
Give me two small?
Okay, so y'all know the store Five and Below?
Yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we went, right? And every store I go, if they have a toy section, I always, like, look through because I like looking at Hot Wheels and stuff, right?
Yeah, you've been posting that a lot.
I've been picking up cool Hot Wheels, and I just like put them up. Mm-hmm. So I go and I see this Lamborghini and then a Mercedes. They're like, they're cheap Hot Wheels, but they're cool. I was like, okay. But we weren't really gonna get anything. I'm like, I'm not gonna stand in line for pay to a fucking Hot Wheel. And so I just like, I casually just open the package and I take like the Hot Wheel out and I just put it in my pocket and I just toss it behind the things. And so we're chilling and she's like looking for stuff. And then this employee comes up to me, and she has the package in her hand.
Oh, damn, son.
And she's like, so I found this over there. Do y'all know anything about this? And when she first came, I'm like, what the fuck does she want? And she, like, pulled out the package, and I was like, I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. We're just looking through our stuff. Like, I don't know. And she's like, okay. And then what happened next?
So she had all the packages, and they're like, no. And then you put, like, the Hot Wheel back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because she, like, got pretty sus. Like, you could tell, like, she went to go look at the cameras, right? And then, so I was like...
And she was, like, following us around.
Mm. Like, you could tell, like, she was storming the fucking, like, store. Like we'd, like, turn a corner and, like, look at something, and she'd, like, come around. Yeah.
Anytime we would turn around, there was an employee standing right there.
But it was only her, though.
No, there was that other girl who was following us around too. I'm pretty sure that's the girl who said that it was us.
Oh, fuck her.
And they didn't call the cops.
Fuck her for L. No. Okay, so then I'm like...
$5.
Yeah, it's Five and Below.
Yeah, so we had... So I probably had a Hot Wheel. I had the two Hot Wheels, right? So I was like... So I was thinking to myself, because I'm like, do I really want to, like, just go and, like, just walk out, like, for no reason? I'm just like, nah. So I take them out, and I just ditch them, right? I just put them behind. But I see the lady, because I turn the corner, and I see her coming down. So I toss them. And then we just, like, casually just, like, keep looking at stuff and just walk off. And then she, like, I guess she looked around and she found him.
Oh,
and she, like, darted, like, sprinted as fast as she fucking could back to the, like, to the camera thing. And she's like, I guess she saw me just, like, real quick. And she's like, she picked it up. She's like, I saw y'all ditch it behind there. Like, I could show you the cameras, like, blah, blah. I'm just like, good for you. What do you want me to do, bro? It's a hot wheel. Like, she wasn't even older than you. I'm like, bro, why are you being such a fucking Karen? Like, literally a hot wheel, my guy. Like great value hot wheel. Like, really? And then she's like, honestly, I'm going to have to ask y'all to leave now. And so I was like, all right, fuck it. Yeah. And so I handed her stuff and, like, handed, like, she had some in her hand. She, like, fucking slammed it on the thing, like, to try to make it fall over. And she was like, yeah, we're gonna buy a board game.
So she was holding the board game, but I had like a little like brush in my hand. I was actually gonna buy it, and so like, I just like slammed it on the board game, so all this stuff like tilted this way. She's like, "It never come back."
Oh yeah, she's like, "And on it next time, never come back." I was.
Where was this pipe below?
The one over here by the
oh
house.
Oh my god! The one right here.
So, but I ended up leaving with one of the Hot Wheels. So when we were coming back, I was like, "Bro, I should go to the window and just like run it across the fucking way, like knock on it, drew."
So
it's in my car. I'll show you the Hot Wheel later.
The employee, like, if employee sees someone like stealing, they have to tell someone because they could get in trouble for it. And it's not just so
I think
much.
She was the manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, well, I promise you, she didn't see me because we like I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want
to, no, but, like, she shouldn't have made a big deal if you put
literally.
It back.
No, like like I literally went into the aisle and like put my hands into the thing and just like. And like left, and like no one saw me. Mm-hmm. And we were walking around for a cool 15 minutes after. So that means they found it, and they're running around the store asking everyone about it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And they happened to like just see me just.
That's crazy shit.
Oh, it's your senior year, and it's online.
What?
It's his senior year, and it's online.
Corona vibes. Let's have a round of applause here.
Nice. You're not missing much.
Yeah. Bro, I was so mad. Like, this year and next year were supposed to be, like, such, like, fun years because, like, I got my car back, you know, like, I have a job, I have money now, like, we're together, like, it's supposed to be, like, we're supposed to, like, have fun and do stuff, but fuck, no, Corona had to come and shit on everything, so now everything's fucked.
At least you're still in school.
At least I'd rather kill myself.
Oh, yeah, he's just gotta wait until classes
right.
are open.
I'm
just.
You don't have online school, right?
No. Oh, I do, but it's, like, just to make sure you're still with the program.
But you're doing it, right?
But, like, no. No. I told him, like, I'm on administrative leave. So that means, like, when they open the school back, they'll be like, hey, you want to come back? I'm like, yeah.
And so, like the school went online. And I was like, I'm not going to take my chemistry, my engineering, my math online. Because, like, I can't learn like that. So, like, right now I'm taking what I call 3-credit classes, which is just easy A's. Mm-hmm. And it's... government music appreciation.
Music appreciation.
Yeah. You literally just listen to music and talk about it.
Nice.
Oh,
and, it's actually fun.
Yeah, and well, not like rap. It's like
no,
jazz
I know what you
and
mean.
Musical.
Yeah.
But
it's like Lee Krasner.
What's the other one? Classical. Sociology.
Mm. What?
Sociology.
Sociology. Tell me about sociology.
I don't know anything about it. I haven't started it yet.
This
but
one.
What's the study of? It's what is it like?
It's like
study of
a group of people. I think.
Oh.
Groups of people.
Okay, that's cool. That's actually really cool. Like you can. Predict like what people are doing based on the math.
Yeah, I wanted to take intro to world philosophy. No, world religions. But
cults.
World religions. But they
all religions are cults.
They
okay.
were all yeah, but they were all taken. All the classes. That was kind of sad.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you like I mean it doesn't make sense to learn how to be an electrician through online classes, right? Like.
I mean,
have you seen all those memes like engineers? 20 years from now, and like the bridge is like, it's like dying.
Like a project,
like a building is just like slanted.
It's the future,
huh?
So do you think like everything like okay? So say, okay, do you think like Corona is gonna like have a cure, and then all of a sudden like everyone gets?
It's not gonna be a cure. It's gonna be a vaccine.
Okay, that's what I mean. Like a vaccine, and then all of a sudden like everyone like stops wearing masks
he
and
responded.
Goes back to normal. Or do you think it's always gonna have an like it's always gonna be around and it's gonna have an effect?
It's
might
gonna
not
be like
be
I think it's gonna be like the flu.
You think that it's gonna be seasonal, yeah. Or like so, well, or like it might always be around, but it's not as big as a threat anymore.
Well, it's not as big as a threat as you think. More people are dying for other reasons.
Okay, well, we're still in a pandemic. Like,
well, it's
you can't tell me the flu caused us to fucking lock us in for 2 months.
Yeah, honestly, it's not
the Spanish flu, dude.
Again?
The Spanish flu.
Okay.
The Spanish flu, and the swine flu.
El flu.
Before medicine was like
Yeah.
Like
okay, because remember that disease everyone was getting from mosquitoes?
What was Zika.
It Zika. Everyone was like, freaking about that shit, but we never like...
Or Ebola.
It never got to us.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah.
I mean, it did. It got to like Dallas. No. Houston.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it was never as deep as fucking like what we're going through. Like, mm-hmm. No one ever quarantined themselves unless they're like
this is the thing.
Like,
okay.
Medically, like
Zika came from Brazil, right? Not a lot of people fly into the United States from Brazil. There wasn't a holiday called the Chinese
the New World Year's. Cup,
huh?
The World Cup.
No, that was a year after.
Oh,
that year was after. It was a year after. So Zika happened, and a year later it was the World Cup. Mm. And then, what else was there?
Ebola.
What was I saying? Okay, yeah. So Zika came from Brazil. There was no holiday that a bunch of people go to. Mm-hmm. Ebola was from Africa. Not a lot of people fly in from Africa.
True. And you have to
except
get
for doctors.
Yeah, you have to get shots when you go into mm-hmm, Africa.
When you go to Africa. And that was already an outbreak going on in Kenya, mm-hmm. Kenya, right?
Kenya.
And so, Wakanda. And it only Wakanda. Became a problem to us because a doctor got on a plane. And came to Dallas with it. That's mm-hmm. the only reason. And, but the coronavirus, there was the Chinese New Year. It's a big ass holiday. Millions of Chinese immigrants go back and forth.
Okay, but still, it's like significantly more deep than any.
Mm-hmm, because
else.
It spread so quickly.
Yeah.
And so many people had it when they came back to the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you get it, like, I know a lot of people that have gotten it, and it's. If you don't have if you don't have like the severe symptoms, like it's honestly not even that bad.
Exactly.
But it's the fact that it spreads so easily that it's so like dangerous.
It's a problem.
So my dad's friend got corona twice. Deadass got it twice. That's so
I had
and both times he had like the bad, like the worst symptoms. So ooh. He said it felt like
dying?
No. It felt like a 12-year-old kid sitting on your chest, like all the time, and that's like you trying to breathe with someone sitting on your chest, like that. He said that's how it felt.
And there's a respiratory
like disease. at all times you like just had such a hard time breathing.
But
damn, I might have had corona like two or three times. Like,
I was in math class, and the girl next to me was a part time nurse, and she was saying that she's treating coronavirus patients, mm-hmm. and I was like,
oh yeah,
let me get a little further away from you. And she's like, "Don't worry, I wore like not a hazmat suit. It was just like just the shit over her body and like the mask and stuff mm-hmm. and
plastic wrap."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sanitized after. And I was like, "Okay," and she was saying like it's not that bad. And I was like, "Okay, cool," but
it's not, bro. It's political. After the election, it's gonna be like, well, depends.
Good.
Yeah, tell me why like two of my cashiers at Washed Up got corona. They came back like from a long time. I'm like, and we're like, yo, we're gone for like a minute. Like, we're just going on fucking vacation. They're like, nah, low-key, I got corona.
Low-key.
Like, just chilling. Just like, low-key, I got corona. I'm like, it's crazy, bro.
Oh, Kai came in contact with someone with corona.
Yeah, so did my mom's boyfriend. And like, mom was like freaking out. She, like, quarantined herself for, like, a week and a half, and she's like, actually, never mind, we're chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's actually only scared for her mom, because her grandma, like, my grandma doesn't want to leave the house, like, just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom takes her groceries, she takes her stuff, so, like, when that happened, she was like, oh, fuck. Like, mm-hmm. if we really come down with it, I do not want to see my mom.
My grandma got it.
What?
My grandma got Rona.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
She didn't have any symptoms, nothing?
Nothing.
She was in, like, an
hospital. Okay, so when you don't have symptoms, how do you know that you have it?
You get tested.
Okay, but because I can go
she
test.
She came in contact with someone. With
oh, and
and
then.
And she's very old, so she had to go
okay.
and get tested. And they did a super, what's the word? Like, it wasn't just a swab. It was a blood test and a screen.
Mm-hmm.
A screen thing. So she has it.
Have you gotten tested before?
No, I haven't.
No, okay, that's my point. Okay, say you don't know you come into someone that had it, and then you don't have the symptoms, but you have corona. Like, how do you know
that's
that?
Happening a lot?
You don't. That's the problem.
No, well, it's not a problem until, yeah, it's not a problem until you have the symptoms.
Yeah, it's just a problem for. Oh, okay.
More people have corona than you think,
mm-hmm.
and like
that's why it's so important to wear a mask, because you don't know who could have it or who couldn't.
So what I've heard with the tests is that they like, they come out positive with people that don't have it,
mm-hmm.
but always come out negative with the people that don't have it.
What?
Like every time it's negative, it's correct. But every time it's positive, it could be a little.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But, that's what I've heard.
Dude, well, that test hurts. It felt like...
Oh, yeah, it goes up your nose.
Like, my dog, I got tested because I came in contact with it, whatever. I got a long time ago. And, dude, it was like that doctor, like, he, like, raped my nose with it. He wasn't gentle at all. He's just like, are you ready? And it's like, oh, my.
Yeah, oh, shit, my brain.
Like, dude, it hurt so bad. It felt horrible. And then he was like, he was going to go for the other nose. And I'm like, whoa.
You're like, fuck. No, you need two?
I'm like, I need to be mentally ready for that. And he's doing it. I'm like,
I don't know. Tell me why. Okay, this is like unrelated, but kind of related at the same time. So my freshman year, I had my biology teacher was my coach. And so he's like, you know, he was talking about his sexually active days, you know, like his 20s. Whoa. Like, he like, not that he was a hoe, but, you know, like, he'd like to experiment with, like, different people, right? Mm-hmm. So he liked having sex, obviously.
He liked orgies?
I don't know about all that. So, okay, but he's like, but I'm a very cautious person. Like, when I was in my 20s, like, college, I would get tested for AIDS, STDs? Like, yeah, STDs, like, once every month or two. And yeah. He said the test he went through, they would grab, like, a tube, like, this thick, and they would, like, insert it, like, in your, like, penis. Wait. And just...
Oh, my God.
And he would get, like, the most BMS? Accurate test, like, you could get. What?
Have you seen BMS?
No.
Okay, never mind.
But, yeah, he said that he would have a tube shoved into, like, his penis, like, every month or two, and they said that shit was, like, this long, like... The tube was this long, like, they shoved it in that far.
Okay, but, like, why, the size of his penis, does it matter?
No, okay. Doesn't matter. Because you have to reach, like, up in there, I guess.
Okay, oh, but my if God. It's, like, super small, does it need to be that long?
Okay, well, you know what I mean. Even, I wouldn't want it to go this far in, let alone this far. Like, whose man's, like, what?
And is that, like, that's, like, 6 inches, maybe?
SCs are scary, man.
This is not 6 inches.
What is it?
That's like whole schlong, man.
That's, yeah, this that long.
That's schlong. Not a this foot. That,
bro.
That's about 6 inches.
That's like 12. No, that's like 10.
12? Yeah, this is
like,
foot.
This is cool, like 8 to 10.
Let's see here.
1, 2. Can't believe we're doing this.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, yeah, you're about right.
See, like, it's a cool foot.
Like,
who's man's? And, like, just for that, like, I'm like, bro, you're really doing all that. Like,
it's not important.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're really doing going through it could all
be
that.
Sick, like, every 3 months. I don't know about every month.
Like, if I knew I had to get that, I probably would not have sex. Like,
dude, it's dangerous.
you'd be surprised how many people would sacrifice literally everything for sex. What?
Are you talking about experience or?
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just sacrifice like, by proof, like, just
what do you mean?
Oh, yeah,
why do people rape?
Oh,
whoa,
I told you that was dark. Whoa. I went dark real quick. I thought you meant like they'll pay, rape? Like, spend all like, their like, money or like, something,
sell their body.
Oh, like prostitution for meth,
yeah, like for drugs, too.
Oh, maybe. God, oh, yeah. Goodness,
a lot of drugs,
but I don't think prostitutes do it for pleasure. I think they do it for money
and drugs.
Well, some do it for pleasure.
I mean, not.
I mean, like, if they sell themselves for a low amount.
Daddy issues.
Nick, are you saying you're interested?
No.
Because you seem very intrigued by this paid.
Hold up. Do you think prostitution should be legal? Yes or no?
I don't think we should, like, it shouldn't be our problem.
That's not the answer to the
question.
That's
my answer. I just said, okay, my answer is I don't care what they want to do with their
okay,
bodies.
Okay, so you said it should be legal. Like, if you want to, like, if you want to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you say yes, it should be legal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's the thing: should it be the prostitute's own, like she like hand deals her money, or would it rather be someone that deals with many people that deals with all their money?
Like a pimp.
Yeah. That's so. That's what I'm saying. So what's where's the line that you're like, nah, this is not okay.
Sex trafficking would okay. Just like it depends if they like they're okay with it.
So you're saying cool. Like if there's like consent,
mm-hmm.
then it's
well,
okay.
There always has to be consent. Like okay, now bruh, sex trafficking.
This man, This man.
There's sex always has to be. Yeah.
You're talking about sex trafficking.
No. I'm talking about like, okay, so there's a prostitute that she like, like they give her money and then she like, then she does her thing. Or there's.
And she wants to be part of that.
Yeah. Okay. Or like, not saying that like the girl was kidnapped, but like she like. She has a guy that like deals with her money, and he's like, "Hey, like this guy paid, like you're gonna go get it down, like."
Okay, but if she doesn't want to, and she's
okay,
being forced to,
obviously
that's sex trafficking.
Yeah, like, but I mean,
then
like,
she's gonna get beat by her pimp.
That's sex trafficking.
No, but my point is, okay, say like you like girls search out to like, okay, this guy he's gonna like protect me, you know, like you've heard like.
From that's true. So like, if the guy did it without consent or like there's a problem going on, they'll go and beat the shit out of him
when they want some.
So you think so? Yeah. You're saying that would be under the lines of okay.
As long as it's prostitution and not sex trafficking.
Bro. Obviously. Yeah.
As long as it's not illegal.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, prostitution is already illegal. So where's the line of
but, like, I don't think
okay
should,
in your mind?
We shouldn't, like, decide what a woman wants to do with her body. We shouldn't decide what a woman wants to do with her body.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
What are you saying, then?
Oh, man.
I'm saying, like, is it okay for it to be a business, or should it only be,
like, okay
to
be
the
business.
Person and the
There's
the
some
person
benefits
paying.
For the business. I mean, that's if you have a business, then you're going to get more customers. But if you're all alone, you might, you know, you might have some bad time.
Okay.
So are you saying that it's okay to be a pimp, like, legally, and you have, like, you know, bitches?
That's a difficult thing. Like,
because let's say you want to have a business.
And okay,
like,
it depends
now
on the
now you gotta be an actual.
Like, player. Are they like?
I'd be a pimp.
No, like, as long as he's not sex trafficking.
Oh,
I'm doing anything illegal. I don't care what they.
Kind of is low key. Our OnlyFans cheap Pornhub.
What?
Yes or no?
OnlyFans.
Are people who are doing OnlyFans cheap Pornhub?
It's exclusive. That's the only thing that they're getting out of it. That is exclusive.
Dude.
But I mean, it could be more. What's it called? I don't know. Like on like Pornhub, you like comment on the video and you're like, oh, do this, and they're like, they're not gonna even look at it. But on like OnlyFans, they look at it and they'll be like, oh, we'll see about that.
So
you know?
Do you think
it'd be more?
Do you think it's okay that we've come to this point where we've normalized, just you know, like friends and family just having OnlyFans where they like
that'd be fun.
I mean, it's been going on forever. Now people are profiting off of it.
Yeah, because you know, they're all at home. They don't got money. They don't got jobs and they want money.
Thank you.
So.
Cause I don't know. I find it interesting that like, you know, we're okay with that.
Are you also talking about OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's just so normal these days.
You know, it was a conversation we had like at school like a year or two ago. We're like, you know, it's crazy. Like when we're seniors, we're gonna be legal enough to do porn, and we're like, like that was the conversation we had. I was like, imagine you're like scrolling through porn, and you see like your classmate. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, just getting
like,
slammed.
No, but
school,
that's
school
so
would
weird.
Expel you, but
okay, but that's the point. Like, that's so weird to think about. Like, when you become like of age, like
you
that's possible to you, but that doesn't seem like realistic when you're. When you finally get there, you're like, oh shit, I can actually do this? Like, that's so weird.
You can be a porn star where you can't buy alcohol.
You can go to war, but you can't buy alcohol.
You can go to war where you can't buy a jewel.
What the fuck?
Seriously.
You could die, but you can't buy a jewel.
No, no.
You can go shoot some FKs. That's crazy. What a world we live in, right?
It's very funny.
You know,
all the, like... Okay, I want to talk about this, actually. So, this country is free, correct? We could do anything within the law.
Mm-hmm.
So, one point, would it be not free when they just make everything illegal?
What?
You get what I mean?
No.
So, marijuana was legal until the 1860s, 30s?
Yeah.
Like that? How is it not free anymore? How is it still free? That was something, a right that we had that we could be able
well,
to
Well, it
do.
Wasn't a right. It just wasn't something that they were aware or, like, conscious
and
of
then
until
they.
Made
it illegal.
Yeah.
Now
because
it's a,
for
now
the,
it's a business.
For the, like, for the protection, like, of the public, I would imagine. Like,
I,
people.
I
like selling
definitely
weed is,
believe it was just so that they could have better crime rates.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
I think that's more now. Like it's more of a big deal now, just for like I don't know. Never mind.
Like I don't think that we should be banning substances other than like cocaine and all that. Because like, what does weed do? They're only doing
it's
it.
Still a mind-altering drug that you can abuse.
Yeah, I mean,
huh?
The big thing is like the trafficking of all that. Like,
it's only illegal because it's illegal.
But it's still it's still a mind-altering drug that you can abuse.
Mm-hmm. As a yeah, it's like for this, the
do you think alcohol should be legal?
They say that marijuana is a gateway drug, right?
It is a gateway drug, most
but
definitely.
But is it only a gateway drug because if the
just like alcohol is a gateway
no,
drug.
No, but like the person cigarettes. You're buying from the weed from probably also has possession of other illegal drugs, right? Like cocaine and all that.
Drugs are everywhere, bro. Drugs are in
right,
your cabinet.
But what I'm saying is that marijuana is only a gateway drug because where you're buying it is from an illegal
I think it's only a gateway drug because outlet. Its mind effects aren't as severe as the rest of them, so it introduces you to like being in a different state of mind, so you're like, oh shit, so if this makes me feel like this, how does like Xanax make me feel
yeah.
if it's so much stronger
exactly.
so it like intrigues
exactly.
you, so you're like, oh shit, like I want to keep
yeah.
trying, like say like a guy who works out, they start working like, oh shit, like I'm getting stronger, like what if I go heavier, like it's like the same concept,
like
you just want to keep going to see how far you could get basically
yeah. And everyone, we all love,
and that's what's
we love drugs, bro.
I think that's why it's like so illegal, because it's dangerous. Like you get into weed, like nothing happens to you, you're chilling, like you get hungry, you might get a little chubby, like chilling. But then you're like, okay, what if I want to keep going? And then you start harming yourself and possibly others, and that's where it becomes dangerous.
Yeah. And what if you just one day just can't go by without
okay,
getting
high?
Okay,
and then
but
you
and
start
you
robbing.
You could argue that,
you
right?
Like,
you could argue that, but like, okay, gangs. They're killing people because they're stealing their weed.
I mean,
right?
They kill people because they're gangs. You're affiliated.
I forgot where I was going with this.
Yeah, I mean it depends,
no,
because
saying,
gangs like
go
that,
because
gangs before were more business oriented compared to now that it's more status quo, like
no.
oh shit, like you know I caught like 3 bodies and shit, like been like went in for like 10 years
mm-hmm.
whatever, and it's more like oh shit, like you big shit because you've done this, compared to you're big shit because you're in charge of this huge corporation that smuggles whatever the fuck.
Right, but like you're saying that like. Smoking weed, it makes you want to...
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like wanna,
I've heard it.
Like, you could rob. Like, it makes you...
Oh.
Not stink spray, you could rob places and all
well,
that. But the only reason why you'd be doing that is because you're hanging out with people that already want to do that.
Or it's because you're high. Because...
That could be it. Because, like, honestly, do you really think, oh, I'm just,
like
I'm going to go rob a place or think
well,
about dolphins? I think about dolphins.
It's because you're like, I don't care. I'm fucking lit right now. Let's do it. Like, why do you think... People who are drunk like are, tend to like get in fights.
But drunk is different.
It's still a minor.
It raises your testosterone, and it makes you. That's what makes you want to fight people.
It's still.
I mean, they're both depressants.
Yeah.
Right, but alcohol actually.
And then caffeine. Why do you think a lot of people like doing coke or Adderall? I mean, even I had like a little problem with Adderall.
It's like you might not be addicted, but you like say you're not addicted, but you're into it because you like the way you feel when you're on that compared to when you're off. So you spend your money to be high, but when you're not high, you go like some people go into depression because they don't fuck with it.
All right, well, I just don't think weed should be illegal.
I don't think
me neither.
I don't think it should be legal.
Honestly, me neither.
Wait, you say illegal or illegal?
Illegal. And like this thing, this is another thing, right? So you remember how a while ago they were trying to make gay rights illegal?
What gay rights? Oh,
yeah, like gay marriage illegal,
right.
And all that stuff.
Homophobic.
If you do that, it's no longer a free country.
Yeah.
If you do that in the United States, it's no longer a free country.
But if you think about it, weed is not illegal everywhere, which means it's the
mm-hmm.
decision of the people who live in that area. So really,
just give it a few
it's
years.
Not.
It's not the decision.
It's
of the
not
people
a,
live in there.
That it's not free. It's just that wherever you're living decided that it's not okay as a community, so they made it illegal. So it's not that it's not free. It's that you're living somewhere
no,
that doesn't.
It passed. It passed, and then the governor vetoed it.
It's gonna be legal everywhere
in
one
Texas.
Day.
The governor vetoed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, you go and live in California, and like you can buy weed, whatever. You come here, and it's illegal only because your community
mm-hmm.
deems it that.
No, but
so
like
it's not that it's
it, like
free.
It actually passed, but the governor vetoed it.
Oh my god! So I'm not talking about right here, right now. I'm just talking about in general.
It's just a moment, just
yeah.
for now. It's gonna be legal everywhere. We love drugs. Haven't you seen
bro,
it?
Bro, like, it could fix, like, look, we tax
the,
it.
The warrant, yeah, and then now you can make
you can
money.
Create jobs with this, bro. Yeah, you're creating you jobs. Could get, like, the already drug dealers, you get them, like, a license, yeah. You know, and then they just give 20%.
Just go up to drug dealers, hey, you want a job?
Yeah, no, seriously, and then it'd be like, and you just gotta give 20% for, you know, tax.
Have you ever met people that would sell weed, like, legally, that work at, dispensaries? They're always so weird.
They are weird. But, but yeah, like, you know, maybe going into a gas station, you know, it's going to be super expensive.
We're already doing that with CBD. CBD's there, really.
Okay, right, here's the thing that I thought of when I was driving home. What if CBD is actually just regular-ass marijuana, but it's just labeled as CBD just to pass? And then, so you go to store...
It's it went through the FDA, didn't it?
The cannabinoid...
No, but, like, the FDA, like, certified it.
CBD... So CBD's pussy weed, bro. You were taking a fuck ton of CBD? It feels like Xanax. No carb. You're just like...
You're like, oh, shit.
You're, like, in slow motion. But I had a CBD problem.
If
you
went through the FDA, it's not definitely not good.
I just thought... I was like, bro, what if?
But, like, yeah, I mean... So you have to change something.
So you're saying...
It could have, like, all THC in it plus, like, one ingredient. That could be possible. But...
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what if it was, like...
But that's, like, only okay with, like, food and, like, beer, but probably not drugs.
Do you think alcohol should be legal?
Well, I mean, they sell it at gas stations.
But do you think they should?
I don't think they should, like, keep the age at 21. We're already 18. We're technically legal adults. We could be tried as adults and get the chair. Why can't we fucking drink?
Have you ever thought, like, why shouldn't we have, like, a world just clear with drugs? Just be ourselves.
Like, no drugs at all?
Yeah, no drugs. Just the ones you need.
Well, then that where's the line? Like, which ones are the ones that you don't need and you need? Because some people could abuse any drug.
Yeah, the ones you need to survive.
But you could abuse any drug.
Do you know how many people
get prescribed weed, but it's at the point where people start abusing it, where it's like, okay, this is wrong.
A lot of
but
people
when
abuse
you're
it.
Prescribed it. It's
okay, yeah, like you
okay.
could say.
Like where's the line where
you don't need it? You could say you get heart medication. Yeah. I don't know if that gets you high, but like. I'm sure if it did, people would steal it and abuse it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as there is medication for doctors to prescribe, there's always going to be, like, abuse. So if you don't want anyone using drugs, you can't prescribe any medication.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, alcohol.
All right. Yeah.
Or things like opioids. Yeah, opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alcohol Adderall. Vibes. You know how little kids are getting prescribed Adderall these days?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone gets prescribed Adderall.
I got Adderall.
Yeah, you think you got ADHD only because you're a little bit more energetic.
I think at least.
But have you ever taken Adderall?
Huh?
Have you ever taken Adderall?
I don't think I've ever taken Adderall.
Have you taken it?
Well, because I have ADHD, so it doesn't really do anything.
But honestly, I don't think people should be taking it. It could be
no, because I have ADHD, like right? And so Adderall for me doesn't do anything.
Until you smoke weed on it.
Right. Well, I've never done that. But
until you take it in the morning, no food. I don't think
he responded.
I don't think ADHD is real.
He said, "If we find some, if they find some soundproof panels, he'll give it to me." What were we talking about?
we're only fueling the greed and power of the cartels, day by day. Do you realize how powerful cartels are in Mexico? Mexico is just narco land, basically, now. The military? Did you ever hear about that story about one of the sons of El Chapo?
El Chapo.
Yeah,
El Chapo. What about it?
They captured one of the sons of El Chapo, and then they had to let him go.
They captured one of the songs?
No, sons.
Oh.
One of El Chapo's sons.
Uh-huh.
And then in Sinaloa, the cartel just started rampaging. And
didn't
shooting.
Didn't he escape a prison through a tunnel? And
no.
He, like, had an interview with these two actors?
I'm not talking about El Chapo. I'm talking about El Chapo's son. This was, like, recent. Like,
okay.
El Chapo Jr. One of El Chapo's sons got captured, and they had to let him go because of how much, like, damage the cartel was doing. So that was an embarrassment towards the military government. And all we're doing is fueling that. There's no end to it. The war on drugs was a complete failure. They're gonna end. You know how many people come to Lowe's very coked out or on meth?
To Lowe's, I'm thinking of
dude. And I got like, so like when I used to do Adderall because I was prescribed it,
you
could
buy copper pipes in Lowe's.
Yes, I think you can.
Okay, well, the meth heads, or who uses copper pipes to smoke?
They use anything to smoke. You can use a light bulb. You can use a light bulb.
Like copper pipes specifically, they get stolen
from construction sites. Yeah, they get stolen from, so they can sell them.
To sell them?
Yeah, you can sell copper.
No, I thought it was to
you can sell copper by the ounce.
I got the wrong idea.
Dude, a lot of people come tweak the fuck out of the Lowe's. They're like, oh man, I heard the thing. They're like slurring. They're like, I'm thinking about putting this fan outside. Like,
you're like, bro. Oh, you know, yeah, man. You know my cardboard house under 1604. This lamp would look amazing.
Where are you gonna plug it in?
It would light up the whole room. Fucking 2x4 box.
It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when they come in when they're like stable crackheads. You know, they can still live, but they're still doing crack. Mm-hmm. They come in with their children, all geeked up. It's kind of sad.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, hey, what you doing out here with all that ass? Double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon. The sun is still out.
Shut me. Damn, look, we've been already gone for like an hour. That's crazy.
Are we good? Think of a new subject quick. We got 3 minutes.
Nice.
How are you like mentally?
Mentally?
Oh, you wanted to talk about mental health.
Yeah, we never got to it. So
I'm sorry, bro.
Damn, low-key, like, schedule got me fucked.
But you're too busy to like focus on your feelings, right?
No, like I'm just like just wake up, go to work.
Well, bro, they're quarantine. During quarantine.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, like just fucking depressed. But I had my reasons.
I've never been depressed before until quarantine.
Exactly.
I didn't know what it was. You know how I found out? I didn't want to go to Kaya's house. I wanted to stay home and play video games. And she got fucking pissed at me, and I told her like, I mean, like, I love you, but I didn't want to leave my couch.
Yeah, literally.
And she's like, honey, you're depressed.
Like, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it was like so hard to leave my room. Like, leaving my room felt like such a burden. That I didn't want
to. It was so easy for me to leave my room because my Xbox was downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man. Damn. But I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, leaving the space that I felt like
comfortable, safe in
was so, like, hard for me, knowing that, like, there's nothing for me to do. Like,
but you know what was weird? Like, I was depressed, right? But I was taking Raider out for, like, an hour long walks with my bike.
That's
like,
good.
Just in the ditch. I went to all the way to O'Connor once. There was, remember when we went to that path in the woods by O'Connor and we thought we saw a homeless guy?
Oh, yeah.
I went down that.
Fun.
Worst experience of my life. My brakes are horrible. My bike brakes are horrible. And I was just holding the brakes going down, like sliding.
Oh, my God.
And like, I had Raider off leash, so he was fine.
You should have put your heel in the back of the tire between the frames.
Didn't even think of that. I didn't really want to do anything. I was just kind of scared. And then. Yeah, and then I just kind of turned around and went back home.
Sounds
fun. So you're fighting depression off subconsciously?
Well, I mean, like, I didn't even know I had it, and I was depressed, but I didn't. I was doing that.
That's good.
I don't know.
Work out. Working out helps.
And see, you know what's weird? You know how I like working out, like, whatever. So I had, like, not taken a break, but I kind of went out of the routine of working out for a while. And so you would have thought, like, quarantine, like, oh, shit, like, I have, like, so much fucking free time. Like, just get jacked. Like, literally, like, I'd go downstairs, do, like, a set, and, like, wasn't feeling anything. Like, just, I couldn't. Like, it just didn't have any energy.
That's why you need that pre-workout.
Fuck that pre-workout. Bro, my testosterone was, like, off the fucking charts on that pre-workout. Like, literally, like, okay, so the other day, it sounds, like, crazy, but I was working out, and, like, I think I was hitting squats, like just heavy ass squats, and I got off, like, and I went to go lay down to do some abs, and like couldn't, just start fucking punching the ground because like just so much energy, like I just had to like release something. Like,
how about you?
Wasn't it for me.
How was your depression quarantine?
Well, first of all, I'm an adult now, so like it's kind of tough knowing that I have to stay at home now.
Yeah. Like, right, like I just turned 18, ready to go to the strip clubs and
this man
like bars and clubs and more like fucking quarantine.
More like I was ready to like finally get a career. And
that's right.
And now I'm working at Lowe's, just waiting.
Yeah, he moved out and then Rona kind of hit.
So But working out, and then honestly, I'm just like, you know, on and off Tinder, trying to like find a girl. But I don't need a girlfriend right now.
So
like,
how's your love life right now? Because you're love life? Like, you're the only single one.
You went on a date yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I went on a date.
Tell me about that.
It was good. We went bowling.
So with who was it?
It was like a double date.
Who's your female friend?
Well, we're just, you know, we're just still like
talking.
Yeah, we're talking. Mm-hmm. We're not. Well, we're hanging
like,
out.
Talking
we're,
as friends or talking like I fuck like, you talking.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of like, you know, we're going on dates. So still getting to know each other.
Kiss? No kiss?
Well, not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but like it's still like I don't know if I'm ready for that type of thing at the same time because like. You gotta love yourself first, type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I zoned out.
It's because I've been hurt so many times by girls. Like, it's always like, you really, like, when you're on Tinder, you really feel like you're gonna sometimes find a girl that, like, oh, you know, but then it's usually just fucking you, like, fuck. And then, like, that's all they wanna do. And, like, I don't
yeah,
like
no, that. Tinder's fucking, like,
I don't like that. No, I don't like just hookups. Like,
never been on Tinder.
That's good for you, buddy. Found a good girl.
I did. And she's beautiful.
Bastard? It's tough, man. It's tough. Like, I don't want to be single when I'm, like, 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, travel with my loved one.
Oh, well, shit. But, I mean, I was kind of planning a Disney trip with Kaya.
That's
but, like,
yeah,
with
fuck,
this Rona.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck work. Disney, right? Because everything's closed.
Yeah. Well, no, they opened. But they're right. Open, but I don't want to go to Rona.
I want to go to Six Flags. I thought I
they're
legit,
open.
I
yeah,
legit
get you in.
I legit thought Kaya was like working at Six Flags.
Because
it looked like a little shit.
Yeah, she works in Chick.
What do you mean you can get me in?
I think like since because the Rona stuff happened, they're like offering. Because I have a membership.
Oh, word.
And
oh,
wow. they offer you like a plus one.
Oh, that's cool.
Because of it.
So easy.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, let's go. All three of us. All four of us.
Oh, yeah.
Or five.
Can you do it?
Yeah, no. It should just be the boys, because then if you bring both your girlfriends, I'm just going to come by myself.
Bro, bring that. You'll free my friend. But, so tell me why this one time I went to Six Flags, right? But I went with my cousins, and they don't have a pass. But I did. So I was like, bro, fuck this. Like, and line was packed. I'm like, I'm not waiting fucking line. And, the exit, you know, it's just the gates open, mm-hmm. And there's one lady. She was literally, like, looking away. And then, so I, like, tap my cousin. I'm like, yo, like, just walk through. And then we're with my cousin, his sister, Mariana. So we're walking. And then Mariana's like, hey, why are we going through it? Like, loud as fuck. Why are we going through the exit? Bitch turns around, sees us walking through. And she's like, oh, y'all have to go in through that side. I was so pissed. I was like, I was about to beat someone's fucking ass. Like, we were literally, like, we're stepping through, like, the gates were open, we're about to walk into the fucking park. Nah. She's like, y'all gotta go through that side. Kill myself.
Six Flags was definitely, like, the easiest place to sneak into.
Mm-hmm.
How would you sneak in?
So what you do is, okay, so you have a pass. So what you would do, you would go in, and you know how when you exit, they give you those little stamps, like, to come back into the park. So you get a stamp. Well, those stamps don't dry down very fast, so you go to every person, and you know they have, like, the restroom area, like, outside the park? Just wait over there, and then you just, like, transfer the stamps onto everybody's hand, and then they scan, and they see the blue light on your hand.
Yeah. And there's, like, the person that got the
what
stamp,
if the person,
does it go away from them?
What if the person's like, hey, I don't remember you?
We just all go in together. I mean, they're not going to remember. You can just say,
even
I was
if they
here
say,
in the morning,
yeah.
And now I'm here at 3, like, it's not going to be the same person. So many people walk through, and they don't pay attention. Like,
yeah, they really don't care.
Especially with this whole mask thing, they don't even see your face.
Oh, word.
So
you just, yeah. Let's go. Let's plan it. 28th?
Yeah. I was 28th. Actually...
I mean, the 18th?
Throw out names.
So yesterday was, like, the first day I actually appreciated having a mask, because when we were, like, at the store and, like, you know, the whole lady situation, like, with my Hot Wheels stealing.
Oh, I didn't see your face.
Yeah, that... Okay, not that, but whenever, like... I lie, like, for some reason, like, my lips make this stupid...
Oh so
the 18th
obvious.
Is tomorrow.
Because my lips do this stupid shit, like... So with the mask on, you only see, like, my eyesight. So, like, my eyes are chilling. You don't see my stupid-ass facial expression, so... Can't tell I'm lying.
By the way, you can walk into Lowe's and steal whenever you want.
Bro, like you're gonna say that.
You know, hey, you know, we're not supposed to tell you.
Not to tell us anything.
We're not supposed to tell you anything.
What if you get fired?
No, we're not supposed to tell you anything.
Tell us anything.
Bro. Like, we should just come up to you and be like, "Do you need help, sir?" We see.
Oh, the same thing. Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah,
at Walmart.
Well, sadly, I can't work at Walmart ever. But
Oh yeah, cause I remember that.
Okay, but cause I got caught doing some malicious acts as a
malicious.
A rebellious act as a teenager. But, like, I shit you not, this one person came in at Lowe's one time, and they're, like, they're buying this whole-ass carpet. And the carpet's, like, $200. And then it's, like, the one in the middle. We have some stack. And we had to, like, a lot of us had to, like, oh, push to get this carpet. He puts the carpet on his cart, and he walks out with it. Just, like, doesn't give two fucks.
Like,
oh, shit. Which is, like... Sir, and they're like, oh,
shit. The cashier is like, shit. like, come on, man. And left with the fucking carpet.
It's like, oh, we just helped. Like we look like clowns. Like, four or five people were just.
You're just standing there, like, wait, sir.
He just left with a whole ass carpet.
Gotta go. Yeah.
Okay. I remember the first time I ever stole was with my dad, and it was on accident.
I accidentally stole a toy from pet store.
Really?
Like I was like, Mom, can I have this? She's like, no, put it back. And I just went like that, and it walked out. I was like, Mom, I got it. She's like, what?
Yeah. What about you? When's the first time you ever stole?
Honestly, as not gonna lie, as a kid growing up, I just thought stealing was okay.
that's how a lot of my friends were. Like,
I was like,
oh, you just
it's just Pokemon it. Cards. Yeah. Like, oh,
like they don't care about Pokemon.
It's just pieces of paper, right? And then
yeah, I mean, Loki makes sense.
You can just take pictures of them, just print them out.
But then getting caught in the act at somewhere like Walmart, and like having the cops involved, that really changed your perspective. I've never, after that situation, never have I stolen. Never will I steal.
So what were you stealing?
Some eye drops.
And what? And they really called the cops for them.
Well, I had weed on me too.
Oh yeah.
So like.
You can just like dip. You can just walk off.
Dude, they had me there. Like, they're like, sir, can you come with us? And I was like,
bro, I mean, like, fucking touched me like dip.
I could have, but like, I did. I was fucked up. It was like 7 in the morning. I'm lit as fuck.
Did you try that? Oh shit! I forgot. I'm gonna pay for it right now. Did you try that?
No, because they saw me fucking. I'm like putting it in my pocket and walking out. Like
I have walked out like without paying sometimes.
Remember
like,
that one time we went to go
just no
yeah.
Accident. Yeah, no, seriously, I was just walking out and they're like, I'm sorry, can I see your bag? And I was like, oh, I forgot to pay. And then I just went to the self checkout.
So what I do whenever I'm hungry and like say like we're going to Walmart, so we'll walk around the store and I'll get my milk, I'll get like chips, open them, eat them, and once I finish them, just like, where's the trash? Boop.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I mean, wow. They can prove that you got it, but they can't.
Literally.
I mean, unless they look at the camera that you open them.
Okay. Yeah, but
there's really no way that they can prove you stealing unless they specifically see you do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
One time,
it's almost an hour 30.
One time, I was super ashamed. You remember when there was that hurricane scare and I was going to Walmart buying shit?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
how much toilet paper did you buy?
No, bro. I look. I remember Ben was with me, but like, I did like the most shameless thing I could do. We had like dog food. We had like we just grabbed like, let's say like $140 worth of groceries, right? And everyone's like, you know, rushing because the hurricane, whatever, fucking BS. Nothing ever happened, right? But like, I have like this full ass grocery cart. My cart is full of groceries, and I'm like Ben, watch this, and I just walk out with.
Oh yeah,
I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that at HEB. Like you'll go like get your groceries.
The monitors at Walmart go on like it's like an algorithm. It just goes on randomly.
True.
Mm-hmm. But never will I steal.
You know what I steal very often?
Cheese.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
All
like so bad. Every single time we go somewhere, then they have Hot Wheels.
Well, now we're like, never gonna get a sponsorship from Hot Wheels.
Yeah, no, literally, like I don't steal. Like, I'm not the person that like wants to steal, but like Hot Wheels, I'm just like,
You know, unless Hot Wheels, you want to sponsor us, that way we don't have to steal.
Honestly, shouldn't we not? Shouldn't I not be telling you about the crimes I've committed on the podcast?
They can't prove it.
Well,
let's not say that they can't prove it.
This is all fake.
This is all fake news.
Yeah, this is all. This
was a Walmart in China.
We're comedians. We're making jokes. Yeah, we're bad comedians. All right. We're not funny.
All right, y'all stuck to the script pretty damn well. Really proud of y'all. Good we job. Got thank in you. The podcast. Yep.
High five.
So,
everybody. Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
That's pretty good. Well, pretty lengthy. Right,
I gotta go to work, bro.
Huh?
Are we pretty much done?
Yeah, we could be done.
Okay. Cool. Can I just leave this here?